Delaware Governor Matt Myers signed voting protections into law last week on the anniversary of the 1965 Federal Voting Rights Act. From the Delaware desk, Sarah Mueller has more.
Our vote is our voice. Our vote.
Governor Myers signed the Delaware John Lewis Voting Rights Act at a historic black church. Former Congressman John Lewis and other civil rights leaders fought for the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which banned discrimination in voting. But advocates say voting rights are under assault from President Donald Trump's administration and the U.S. Supreme Court. House Speaker Melissa Minor Brown is the first black woman in the state's history to hold that position. But she says it wasn't that long ago when black Americans weren't allowed to even register to vote.
It's only been 61 years since it became illegal to deny someone the right to vote based on race or color. It's only been 61 years since literacy tests were outlawed.
The Delaware John Lewis Voting Rights Act keeps key provisions of the Federal Voting Rights Act that has been gutted in recent years by the Supreme Court. The act bans voter discrimination and suppression and vote dilution. Reverend Rita Page says while this is a victory for voting rights in Delaware, the fight goes on.
We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. No storm can silence us. No hand can steal what God has placed in the hands of the people. Our vote is our voice.
The Delaware ACLU's Andrew Bernstein says this was a good step, but he says Delaware also needs to pass legislation giving people leaving prison their right to vote back.
That is a remnant of Jim Crow. It disproportionately impacts black and brown communities as our criminal legal system maintains racial bias.
A constitutional amendment that would stop the state from punishing people for committing a crime by taking away their right to vote has passed both chambers in the legislature. It must pass through again next year to amend the state's constitution. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.